Hello, everyone. My name's Tom, and I am many things, but I am today here for you, a member of Al-Anon. So I was going to say a grateful member of Al-Anon, but that's so cringe, right? Like, it's annoying. But actually, the fact of the matter today is that I am a grateful member of Al-Anon. And also, so initially I was told that I was going to speak 10 minutes today, and I was like, what the fuck? The Al-Anon speaker gets 10 minutes? How much does the AA person get? And then I'm like, I remember when I was new, I was also like, Al-Anon, bummer, so fucking boring. And this is part of why it took me so long to actually get into Al-Anon for real, because like, I've been coming to Al-Anon for many years. I started when I was 21, shortly after getting sober in AA. So it took me quite a long time to actually want to be in Al-Anon. I would come to Al-Anon because I knew that I belonged there. And it's not rocket science. Like, my dad is an alcoholic. My mom is the daughter of an alcoholic who committed suicide. My sister's an alcoholic. All my crazy boyfriends have been alcoholics. I've worked for, like, possibly the craziest alcoholic ever, like this famous artist that I worked for 3 years. Anyone with any self-esteem would have worked for this woman no more than one day. I worked for her 3 years. Like, I belong in Al-Anon, okay? And the reason for that is because I have no self-esteem as an Al-Anon, and so possibly also, I mean, for me it's all connected, like it's a family disease. I drank and I used drugs as a way to deal with my inability to deal with people and myself. I had no tools to relate. Like, I didn't know how I felt about anything. I just didn't know how to be. So like, my way of dealing with that was try and figure out what you wanted me to be and sort of wiggle my way into something that I thought you might like. And that is a very exhausting way to live. Alcohol played a really good part in that, because it's actually a lot easier for me to do that when I'm out of my mind. However, alcohol out of the equation, I'm age 21, and I continued to live that way, which is a really unhappy way to live. Like, I don't recommend it. But this is what I did. And what I'm discovering in Al-Anon is that this actually is a choice that I have made and have continued to make, and sometimes I still make today, and that I'm also able to not make. So the main point, so initially, I thought I'm going to shoot from the hip today because this is, where's the topic? Easy does it? Right. So easy does it. I'm not gonna prepare and I'm just gonna be myself. That's what I wanna do today. Then I showed up and I was told that it's actually 10 minutes. And I was like, oh shit, I have to be precise. Like, I have to be, you know, like, pack all this Al-Anon magic into 10 minutes and convince all of these crazy alcoholics that actually Al-Anon is great. I don't want to convince you of anything. But my experience is that actually I'm a lot happier now that I work the steps in Al-Anon, and that's just me. And I have worked the steps in AA, and I love AA. AA has saved my life over and over. Like, I'm so grateful for AA. But there's something quite specific about how Al-Anon deals with the steps and how I've been, basically how my sponsor in Al-Anon lays it out for me, that is so clear and that is so unlike how any of my AA sponsors have been with me, to where I can't really get away with my usual mode of operating, which is stuff is happening to me. People are making me feel this way. Like, and I get very involved in this. Like, things are happening, there's so much drama going on, and I'm in the middle and I'm just reacting to everything. That's how I've lived most of my life. So I can say that prior to actually really coming to Al-Anon and working the steps, which has been happening for the last 2 years, there was a lot of tragedy in my life. There was a lot of, in the sense of actually Greek tragedy. Like, being caught in forces that I don't understand and feeling a victim to them, like in Greek tragedy. What I'm finding, even though actually I do believe in destiny and I believe that there is, but this has nothing to do with Al-Anon, but that's my belief. I also believe, and I'm finding, that I have choice in how I react to things and how I engage. And so this level of suffering, unnecessary, that I have upheld in, you know, for years before coming to Al-Anon, I'm discovering is a choice. I can choose differently. So mainly what I found out in working the steps, so I went through a very thorough fourth and fifth step over the summer a few months ago. And what came up for me is how I basically give away my self-esteem to people and my emotional security. So basically, I'm only okay if you're going to behave in a certain way. I'm only okay if this guy that I'm interested in is going to answer my text immediately. Like, if there's any delay, unacceptable. I'm not okay, and I have no value as a human being. Basically, this is what goes on in my mind. So putting conditions on my okayness, this is something that I do. And what I'm finding in Al-Anon is actually that connection between me being okay and my value as a human being and what other people are doing or saying or behaving or whatever is going on outside is a choice that I can make or not make. And mostly, I've made that connection. I'm like, oh, they didn't look at me this way, or they didn't smile at me. I don't have that much value, I guess. And actually, I'm okay. Like, what I'm finding in Al-Anon is I don't need anyone to smile at me. I don't need anyone to look at me this way or that way, or for this guy to answer my text, even though I would really like for him to. It doesn't matter. My value as a human being and my okayness depends. It does not depend on all these external factors. So this is actually a great freedom, because what I'm finding now is that I'm able to enjoy my life a lot more, that I'm not so involved in all this other shit. Like, who cares what they're doing or what they're saying or what they're feeling? It's not my responsibility. And so what happens is, what I'm experiencing, so the last few months, one thing that I wanted to talk about, because it's really counterintuitive to me, because I remember going to Al-Anon initially and thinking, wow, these people are harsh. They're like a hardcore element, you know, to Al-Anon. Because I would go to AA and it's like rock and roll, it's like fun, everyone's like crazy and it's loud and it's fun and there's laughing. And then you go to Al-Anon and it's like kind of sad and dry and like, what am I doing here? Like, so initially I was 21 and I was like, what am I doing with all these old ladies? Like, seriously. But I knew for myself from very long ago that I belonged in Al-Anon, and I had this intuition that there was something in Al-Anon for me that was of an essential nature that would change my life. And so I kept coming back even though I hated it. Like, honestly, I hated Al-Anon. So I would come for a few weeks and then I would be like, fuck these old ladies. Like, I'm gonna go and do my thing. And then I would get in another crazy relationship, or I would work with this crazy artist again, or I would do like a number of things that got me into a lot of pain, which all had in common the fact that in these relationships, I was giving away my self-esteem and my emotional security. I was saying, like, for instance, with this work situation that no one would have put up with for more than 24 hours if they had any self-esteem, I didn't know that I had a choice, because I was like, this woman is famous, this job is prestigious, I'm getting paid good money, it looks great. Like, everyone is going to be like, wow, Tom works for so-and-so, and I did get that. And that, the only reason why that had any matter, any importance at all for me, is because I didn't know, actually, deep down, that I have value, actually, no matter who I'm working for, no matter who I'm going out with. And I feel emotional saying this because actually today I feel I have value. And it's not like this, I'm not like doing an affirmation, like I have, like I actually feel I have value. And this is kind of miraculous, because I, for the longest time, I just didn't feel like I had value. And my behavior proved that I didn't feel like I had value, because the people that I got involved with and the kind of behavior that I got up to was very clearly that of someone who doesn't think that they have that much value. So anyway, I would keep every year or 2 years, I would come running back to Al-Anon. I'd be like, I'm fucking crazy. And it's because my father is an alcoholic, so I'm fucked up forever. And I'm in all these crazy relationships and working with these crazy people. My father, bless his soul, like he was out of his mind. He was an alcoholic. He also loved me. Like he passed away 2 years ago. And the first thing that came, like that I was struck with, how much that man loved me. And even though he didn't really know what to do with that, or he was confused. He didn't have a program. I have a program. And I don't know where I'm going with this. What was I saying? Work, self-esteem.
You love yourself.
I love myself, okay? Shit, I can't remember. Where was I going?
Your father.
Father. Oh, that thing. Oh, right. It's my father's fault. That's what that was about. So, actually... What I found is that my dad, bless his soul, it's not about him. It's about me and how I choose to live my life today. And this is what I love about Al-Anon, is that actually it puts me in a position of power, of actually saying how I live my life today has nothing to do with my father or my mother. Or, I mean, as much as I do believe that there's like transgenerational stuff that I do need to deal with, and I do outside help work about that. I also know and believe that today, with the help of Al-Anon, with the help of a support group, I get to make different choices. Like, actually, rather than going in full-blown autopilot, like, work with the crazy person again, or like, let's go out with this crazy guy again, I can call someone and say, I'm thinking of doing this thing. Does it sound familiar? And actually, sometimes make a different choice. In any case, what I'm finding is that there's a lot of joy for me in just having this awareness of actually that I have choice. You know, there's freedom in this. And also, one thing that I want to share, I don't really know how to convey this, but what I've been experiencing the last few months is a new level of softness. And this is something I didn't even know was available because I just didn't have that experience. Like, I have lived harshly my whole life because I didn't know any better. Like, I didn't know how to be intimate. I didn't know how to be calm and okay with people. Like, I'm walking around this convention today and I feel good. Like, I don't feel the stress that I used to feel. I don't feel like I need to perform this way or be this kind of person. I'm okay. Like, I can just talk and enjoy actually the presence of other people and see, who are you? What are you going through? Like, what's going on with you today? And I can be myself and there's plenty of great things about me and I can enjoy that. And that is a very simple statement, but for me, that is absolutely miraculous. And that is a miracle of Al-Anon. Because I've lived really, I was so shut down. I was so locked within myself. I was so afraid of being. I was so unable to just be with people. So like what I would do, I would disappear. I would put up all kinds of walls to like not have people get too close to me. Because the bottom line is I didn't know how to deal with what happens if they want to do something I don't want to do. What happens, you know, like I was so used to getting involved in situations that I didn't want to be involved in, but not having the tools to say, actually, this no, this yes, no, I don't want to do that, I want to go this way. Like, I didn't know how to do that, so I would just bail out. I would just be like, I can't do human people, like, humans, it's just too complicated. It's exhausting. It's like, I don't know. Like, I literally did not know. And what I'm discovering is that actually, I have tools now. I can just be myself, and it's not this big dramatic thing. You know, and I can say no. I've gotten really good at that, actually. And ultimately, you know, the biggest wonderful thing about my involvement in Al-Anon, and not to diminish, I mean, AA is amazing. Like, I love AA. And anyone who's from Brussels knows that I love AA because I'm in meetings all the time. I love meetings. But I have to say, since I've been involved in this way in Al-Anon the last 2 years, I've experienced a whole new level of peace, of calm. I've calmed down. I've opened up. I don't know how much of this also has to do with my dad passing away. That was such a shock. I realized, like, I mean, I got into Al-Anon again after my dad passed away, so probably it's connected. But one thing that I realized after my dad passed away is, like, people die. And people love me. And I love people. But the way I've been living is I haven't been letting them in. I haven't actually been taking the time to actually just be with them, because I've been so terrified, because I didn't know how, I didn't have the tools of actually how to be in relationship with people, other than like putting on masks all the time, which is exhausting. So, all this to say, I'm enjoying my life more than I ever have, and Al-Anon is a huge part of that, so I'm extremely grateful. How much, 5 minutes, okay. How much time do I have?
5 minutes ago.
That was 5 minutes ago? Wow, okay, this is going fast. I could go on and on and on and on. I love Al-Anon. I love AA. I'm so grateful to be in recovery. My life is a fucking dream. I was such a shy little boy when I first started coming to meetings. Now I'm a fucking performer. I love to go on stage. Like, thank you.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.